Now to Libya. It's another nation in turmoil, but signs are emerging that show people are feeling more secure. That's visible in the graffiti across the capital city. When Muammar Gaddafi ran the country, there were strict rules about what images could be displayed in public. Storefronts had to be painted green. Anti-regime graffiti was met with a brutal response. Now in Tripoli, shopkeepers are repainting many of their stores in the red, black, and green stripes of the revolution. As NPR's Jason Beaubien reports, graffiti declaring Libya free is everywhere.
The walls of Tripoli sing the praises of the revolution, and they also give Libyans a chance to vent their pent-up rage towards Muammar Gaddafi. Under a highway underpass, there's a caricature of Gaddafi, his hair sticking out wildly as he gets flushed down a toilet. Depicting the former dictator as a rat is also an extremely popular theme. It's early evening in the Fashloum neighborhood of Tripoli. 15-year-old Mohamed Mahmoud Fujani has just finished painting a picture of Gaddafi. The ousted leader is clutching his green book as he's shot out of a cannon. The green book was Gaddafi's political manifesto. Libyan students were forced to study it in school. Fujani says even a few weeks ago, before Gaddafi fell, it would have been impossible to make murals like this one.
If you do something like this, you will be die. They will kill you.
Not all of the new paintings are anti-Gaddafi. Some are images of rebel fighters thrusting their AK-47s victoriously above their heads. Some are simple slogans, "We win or we die," and "Libya is free." Next to Fujani's Gaddafi picture, there's a picture of a wild-eyed SpongeBob SquarePants waving a rebel flag. Fujani's 18-year-old sister, Rihada, is painting a mysterious, life-size figure with just one eye, sort of a veiled Muslim cyclops.
I'm drawing a woman wearing a hijab, a white hijab. It's a traditional cloth of Libyan women.
Rihada says her painting represents that women were watching the old repressive regime. She can barely contain herself when she talks about the 17th of February revolution that finally toppled Gaddafi. She calls the uprising a new rose, a beautiful scent, a breeze.
What a lovely freedom breeze came from the 17th. February Revolution. It's a whole new feeling. I hope we can be better than before. Yeah.
A few blocks away, another group of young artists are gathered on the main street through Fashloum. Mohamed Abu Setta enthusiastically points out the various images and slogans on the wall behind them.
Okay, also as you see in here, the map of Libya, this is our flag. Because Gaddafi has stolen everything. This is our flag. This is freedom brought in here, freedom for Libya.
Another painter is making a portrait of Libyan national hero Omar Mukhtar, who was executed by the Italians in 1931 for opposing the colonial regime. Roughly 30,000 Libyans died in the uprising against Gaddafi, according to the new health minister. Abu Setta says this wall is also going to be a monument to the local martyrs.
We're trying to make here same like a big board. We wrote all the names here who's dying in this street, Fashloum, you know.
He says the mural is a celebration of the victory over Gaddafi, but it's also a place to remember how much that victory cost. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Tripoli.